Hi, my name is Guangzhou, and you are listening to F2, the road to F1.
Hello and welcome to F2, the road to F1, where every fortnight we speak to some of motorsport's emerging characters, the future stars of Formula One. This week we speak to Uni Virtuosi driver Guan Yu Zhou. Early success had seen the 20-year-old participate in the Ferrari Driver Academy before switching to the Renault Sport Academy, where he is now a development driver for the Renault Formula One team.
All I can know is that moment when I just jumped in, did a lap of the circuit, I just want to keep going.
In our interview, Guan Yu tells us about the difficulty of moving from Shanghai to Sheffield, how he deals with the criticism from a potential audience of over a billion people, and the pride he felt displaying Formula One machinery at his home circuit in Shanghai. You're listening to F2, the road to F1. So welcome along once again to F2, the road to F1. My name is Alex Jakes and I am not alone. I'm joined once again, I'm delighted to say, by Rosanna Tennant. Hello, Rosanna.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for having me back.
As if we could cope without you. Now, for those who maybe don't quite understand what F2 is about, got good news for you. Rosanna is going to explain all.
Well, absolutely. If you have stumbled across F2, the road to F1, let me enlighten you a little bit. Formula 2 is the feeder series to Formula 1. Put it this way, everyone wants to win. And that might sound obvious for a competitive racing series, but the likes of Charles Leclerc and George Russell have progressed from this championship up into the upper echelons of motorsport. So, of course, whoever wins this championship has the potential to make that move into Formula 1. What more can I tell you about this incredible series? Well, every weekend that we see racing in Formula 2, we are surprised by results, by the pole sitters. Of course, we have a reverse pole grid on a Sunday morning in the sprint race. So nothing is guaranteed in Formula 2, and that is what makes it so exciting.
I couldn't have put it better myself, which is why I asked you to tell everyone in the first place.
Thanks very much. Quite a lot of pressure there, but hopefully I dealt with it.
More to come your way now, because to find out more about Guan Yu Zhou, our guest today, here's Rosanna's scouting report.
Here's my scouting report for Guan Yu Zhou. The 20-year-old was born on the 30th of May 1999, when Livin' La Vida Loca by Ricky Martin was flying high in the charts, and The Mummy starring Brendan Fraser was a box office hit. Guan Yu was born in Shanghai, China, and currently races with the Formula 2 team Uni Virtuosi. Guan Yu Zhou, or Zhou to his mates, began karting at the age of 8, and in 2008 was crowned best young driver, winning 8 races. Lots of number 8s there, and we know how lucky that number is in China. In 2012, he moved from China to London to study, and 2 years later, he joined Maranello's Ferrari Driver Academy. He raced in the Italian Formula 4 series with the Prema team in 2015, and a stint in Formula 3 then followed the year after, where he finished on the podium 13 times and won twice across 3 seasons. Guan Yu parted ways with the famed Ferrari Driver Academy at the end of 2018, but wasted no time in securing his next step, signing up to the Renault Sport Academy. Zhou made his F2 debut at the start of the 2019 season for Uni Virtuosi Racing and has combined that with a development driver role at Renault. He got his first F2 podium at the Spanish Grand Prix feature race in Catalunya, and shortly before that, at this year's Chinese Grand Prix, he took a Renault F1 car out for a spin to the delight of his home crowd. Have some basic stats on Guan Yu. We thought we'd do a full in-depth interview with him, so Alex Jakes caught up with him in the F2 paddock.
Guan Yu Zhou, welcome to F2, the road to Formula One. You're our third guest. What an honour for you.
Yeah, great to be here again and in a nice sunny day. Everything looking great so far.
We are in the F2 paddock and we're going to have a wander through your racing career, get to know you a little bit better, but let's go all the way back to Shanghai in China. What are your early memories from growing up there?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up from Shanghai, and since I was a kid, I always loved the noise of the car, seeing cars going around, racing together. And when I was going to junior school in China, I just loved always buy a lot of car toys and play on my sofa at home. And one day my dad said, just go to the indoor kart track, which first time I was really scary. So I went to the two-seated cars. So I was sitting on the behind with my eyes fully closed because I remember this quite well. And the second time he said, you can try yourself, I was quite scared. But in the end, I said, I'll go for it. And the first time, I just absolutely loved it. And starting to go there every weekend. And after this, we went to a professional kart track, starting the racing career from there.
And so I just want to touch on, so you were scared to get in the kart. And then when you did, describe what that was like when you were like, this is the best thing.
Yeah, that the feeling is hard to know exactly what, but all I can know is that moment when I just jumped in, did a lap of the circuit, I just want to keep going. So after this, because I was still going to school and every weekend, I just said, can we just go to the kart track? So we went there that many times, and so the manager of the track said, so we have also outdoor track. It's more like a professional. You can get your own cars with the teams together racing in Shanghai at the same time in China. So yeah, so we went there after being introduced to that. So
tell me, once you got on that outdoor track, how did it go when you started racing properly in China?
Yeah, it was pretty great, to be honest, because like the first race I ever did in Shanghai, that was actually one of the toughest moments so far, because somebody behind me, they basically crashed over and jumped over my head.
Oh,
but
wow,
there was nothing on my head was hurting, but it was like my shoulder. I have to went to the hospital for a couple of stitches. So that's like the first ever race you done.
Yeah,
when I was like 8 years old.
And how did your parents react to that?
I mean, my mom was quite worried, but my dad was pretty okay with it. And yeah, for me it was hurting quite a lot, especially you're in the hospital, you have stitches with such a young, and it was quite annoying. But I remember that my mom asked me, do you still want to go racing? So my answer was yes. So after this, we had quite good memories after this. So first race in the Chinese National Cup against the guys who is older, I finished on the podium in the first ever race. So that's quite nice.
Certainly sounds it. It's a dramatic start, but as any driver who wants to make it at the top level knows, you've got to come to Europe. How big a decision was that for you and your family to uproot from the city that you know and come to not just any place, but to Yorkshire in the United Kingdom?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, before us, there's a few Chinese drivers. They race in Europe, and but they came to Europe like quite later on, not such a young age. So it was a big decision, because the plan is, we knew that if I want to be a professional driver to reach my goal, Formula One, that is, I have to go to Europe. So, which we decide to do that, and it's quite a big decision. We have to move in there, to be living in UK, and to be studying there, finding a correct team for me. So I was actually studying the school of the team boss' son was studying in the past. Everything was quite nice setup, because so I'll be in the same city as the. It's the team, and going to school there, and when we go to the circuit, we just travel together, either by car or just by plane. It was Sheffield, the city I went to in the beginning.
So Shanghai to Sheffield is quite a culture shock. What was the thing that you missed most from home?
Well, probably spending more time with the family at the same time, having friends. I mean, well, I had friends from junior schools, but since after that, I've been having more friends like in Europe, but obviously in China, I still have quite a lot of friends as well. But you're definitely missing spending time with them. And of course, the country food is something special. It's definitely something I missed, one of the most I missed, because either you go to European or UK, the Chinese restaurant is more like an English Chinese.
It's so not the real deal.
Yeah,
you're not a fan.
We don't have sweet sour chicken in China. So
what?
Often,
I don't believe this.
We have. Yeah, it's
weird. That is the standard order. So apart from the UK and its wonderful takeaways, what else did you find strange about moving over there?
Well, I mean, nothing pretty strange. It's about, I think, how the people, I mean, they're having the language in the school. I have to learn English because it wasn't great first time moving there, and the first week and a half, basically I understand zero word from all my lessons I had in school. And since that, I mean, I've been spending time alone with all the people who speak great English, so the English guys, so that just building up pretty quickly that year, like how I improved the English, which is great. And then I actually lost a bit my proper English accent since to Italy the first year, because I've been speaking more like Italian English, but I realized that, so I basically changed back. I was like, I'm going to speak back to the normal English one.
It would be pretty strange if you had a thick Yorkshire accent, so I think that was probably for the best. So take us through the junior ladder. You spoke about going to Italy. Take us through the road from go-karting to getting into this paddock.
Yeah, I mean, first time, as you know, from Shanghai, China, and after this, won the championship there, and we basically moved to UK and doing the British Championship Rotex, same as well as the European Rotex Max, the European Championship. So, yeah, the first year has been pretty tough, and as you know, it's a new driver, and also it's a Chinese face. There's people, you know, they are quite often just give you like crashing you out quite easily, and you have to building up the more like respect once you're a better driver. So basically that was quite nice to see the way it came. So was after like I think half year, 1 year, we are good friends with the top drivers, and the second year, and I won the second or third year, I can't remember exactly, it was 2013, I won the British and European Championship together in the same year. That was quite nice, and that's exactly the year that first of all I got in touch with the Ferrari, got in touch with us. So that was nice. In the same time, you're winning both championships, finished third in the grand finals, in the world finals, and basically they asked me the next year to go there for a test, conditioning test. Everything went pretty well, and that's my first time joining a professional academy. So that was already a step up. And in the same time, you just got used to everything in England, and you're moving to have to move to Italy for all the training. So it's a new
environment. Yeah, you've got, and it's a big step, because you've come over to England, you've learnt England, but certainly being part of the Ferrari Academy, and Ferrari, just it is different. It is a different thing entirely. How much confidence is that giving you as a driver? You're getting the results, but then suddenly the biggest name in motorsport have come calling.
That's definitely a boost to give you, but in the same time, I mean, joining Ferrari, there's a lot of pressure give you behind with such a like one of the biggest team in the F1, so that's quite equal in both ways. And I think it was become more busy life since then. So that's the next year, that was actually my final year of karting. So I done the karting, and after this started move to the Italian F4, and also did 3 rounds of German F4. So it was actually pretty good. I finished second in the first season in the Italian F4 Championship, and I did 3 races, but scored like 2 podiums in the German one. So had a huge crash, I think, in Red Bull Ring. That's my first time, like in the first year, experienced that. That was quite roller coaster, to be honest. And after this, we did spend 3 years with Formula 3 European Championship, against all the top drivers, also a few drivers I'm racing against this year in F2. And it's been, had some great memory from F3 as well, especially last year. But also last year, I have to say, was one of the toughest year for my mindset, because I was basically trying to win the championship is the target, which I proved that in the first half season was one of the championship contenders. I was 1 point off the lead, and the second half, everything just went like towards us.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really nice having so many DNFs when you are qualified top 3 pole position. And the end of the year was nice to finish off the season with a win. And moving up to thinking about the following year, which is this year, but the target was always Formula 2. I have to go in this series before jumping to F1, because for me, I think that's the one of the most important. You are using the same tires as F1. I mean, the tire maker, you have like DRS, all these pit stops you have to get used to, you never experienced before in the other category. So it's definitely something really nice. And God knows how many drivers coming from F2 jump into Formula 1 and be some race winners, championship winners. And that's something just give me the idea that I have to do well in here to be able to be one of the best drivers in the world. And that's why I'm here.
It's the final step before Formula 1. How do you rate your season so far?
Well, so far I think I rate pretty good so far, to be honest. And I think first round was quite nice, how quick I I get used to the tires. I think was pretty good in Bahrain with tire saving, and coming to Baku, it was another new track for me. It's been so many new tracks in the early part of season, and I think where I'm fifth in the championship, I'm actually quite happy with how everything went the first couple of rounds. And yeah, Barcelona did well in qualifying, and also leading the most of the races until the laps, until the last eight laps. It hurts because I thought pretty much got it.
When I thought you'd got it in commentary.
Last eight laps when Nicolas just started to give me extra more, and I wanted to do that. The tyre wasn't there anymore, so I thought...
You mentioned the tyres. It's one of the key things, maybe something that's overlooked when we see rookie champions in the last few years with Leclerc, with George Russell, that it is tough to get on top of the Pirellis. Just explain to everyone why it is such a culture shock coming from the route that you did, Formula 3, and learning that Pirelli rubber.
Yeah, especially like Formula 3 with the Hankook, we can push every lap. So qualify is going to be the lap 7 push lap. If it's really hot, it might be third push. But in the race, you can basically push in 100%, 95% every time. And here, obviously, with the Pirelli in quali or in F practice, I think the biggest challenges from practice, a completely new track or something new with the tyre compound. You have like probably two laps to set a proper lap time, and then the tyres finish, even though you improve your driving, but you can't actually see so clear from driving. It's more feeling, because on driving it might be slower, but it might be better when the rubber is new. And in the qualifier, you have basically one lap. If you nail the first lap, it's going to be great. Second lap, the last sector, you're going to be losing the rear rubber.
So daunting as a rookie? That must be incredibly daunting at the start, and yet you've coped with that very well.
Yeah, I'm happy to be learning from that, and I've been learning a lot from my teammates, from the years experience of my engineers. And in the same time, actually, Artem did give me some tips in the beginning of the season. That was nice of him.
That is very kind of him, Mr. Markelov.
Yeah, and after this, I think the race is the one of the difficult part. I mean, before we did a lot of pre-season testing on the race runs, but actually when you first experience the whole race, you know, it's a bit different, to be honest, because in the race you have to know where to, when to attack, when to save, and where. And I mean, you don't want losing position, but sometimes you have to compromise a bit in the beginning or something to be stronger, even more stronger in the end. So it's a lot thing going on, and I'm still learning. Barcelona, I think in the last few laps, that's where I was the lack of the experience there. And since that, I think I knew where the points have to be improved.
You mentioned what you need to improve. Where do you see your biggest strength lying as a driver? What's your strongest attribute behind the wheel?
I think I'm actually pretty good at doing the first lap to having developed the performance. In the race, I think I'm not too bad on tyre saving. I'm always quite smooth, so that's a good sign for my first season to give me a bit more tyre energies for the races. So yeah, I think qualifiers have been doing pretty okay so far.
It's always interesting asking drivers this. Do you have a racing hero? Do you have someone that you look up to in the paddock as a guide of the sort of driver you'd like to be, or someone you respect?
Yeah, I mean, I think one guy I'm really respecting now is Hamilton, but my favorite driver is Daniel Ricciardo. It was pretty nice that actually this year I'm joining Renault, and he's same time as the Formula One driver for them. So it's quite nice to spend time with him quite often. And Hamilton is just one of the guys that is actually really, not saying surprised, but really like giving us a lot of like boosts, because we know every driver making mistakes, but Hamilton, he just seemed he never make any big mistakes. And in the races, that's how he managed to keep winning the titles. And basically, he's one of the most consistent driver out there. He always having developed the performance, especially in quali, after I don't know, a struggling FPs or something like this.
Yeah.
And there's definitely some drivers that to look up to.
So you look up to him being able to sort of get in the zone when it really counts.
Yeah, and also in the same time, not making any mistakes. That's something pretty hard to do it.
Now, it seems that every racing prospect from China maybe comes with a little bit more expectation. Have you felt that? Have you felt a pressure to perform as you've gone through your career?
I mean, yeah. I mean, this year, I mean, the start of the season, of course, I'm joining F2, and we have the Chinese, like on the apps, like they have the live TV, and there's people commentating the race and in few different programs. It's always something nice, and definitely there's pressures, like they can see everything you do. If you're doing wrong, you probably get a lot people saying bad things to you. But obviously, as a racing driver, I'm more focused just on myself to be building up the performance I should deliver. And it's been pretty okay so far this season. And I got a lot more fans and people supporting me. And it's been pretty nice seeing, like, after Bahrain, everybody was a bit crazy after race two, finished fourth. And Barcelona, which is just, I think the motorsports, basically somebody said to me, all their, like, the WeChat, the page is all about me. So it was something quite nice to hear. And yeah, definitely F2 is a lot of people looking up to, and you get more people are watching you, not just from my country, also from the F1 side. There's a lot of, like, important people to see your performance. So if you can do all that, give me a lot of chances in the future.
You seem to be very comfortable with that attention. You don't seem to be worried at all about the criticism that might come your way. You just seem to be enjoying the fact that you get to represent China at this level. What would it mean to you to be the first permanent Chinese Formula One driver?
Yeah, means everything. It's always been a dream to be rich Formula One, as well as we know there's no Chinese drivers in F1 so far. So to be doing that, definitely it's going to be extremely proud, emotional about everything, because the way building up from the junior to here is definitely not easy. It's been through a lot of moments, and I mean, this year I think is a year that I've been growing up quite a lot, because last year we had a lot of, like, bad moments. I even have to go back to China to reset everything, and yeah, this has been pretty okay this year, taking all the experience from what you've done wrong in the few past and having here. And I think to be the first F1 drivers, I can actually build the Chinese motorsports up more, and there will be definitely more people watching Formula One, which is already building up now. So.
It would be a fantastic prospect. To get there, it's a sort of different pressure this year. Maybe what you were expecting last year, you've got to be winning races week in, week out. Now, you've been on the podium, you've been in contention, you mentioned Barcelona. Tell me how the pressure to win constantly is different to just maybe finding the points.
Yeah, I mean, to score a single podium, I think it could happen sometime this year, like, which I already did in Barcelona. But to be maintain that is definitely tough with all the different tracks and different type of tracks. And I think every weekend you have to be up there straight away from practice, so give you the confidence that you can go even quicker in quali. And when you're in the front, the race is still not means you can be on the podium. There's so many things going on, and in the same time with strategy, tire degradation, so everything seems to be more difficult to be consistent. But if you are consistent, like we saw I think Latifi this year before Monaco, he was just scoring great points, podiums every race, and he was leading by quite a good margin.
Yeah,
so I think, yeah, we all sit back on the long breaks, think about what's the best for this season. I mean, scoring points every race, I think it's going to be the best target.
And if we get to the end of the campaign and you've not won a race, are you going to be disappointed?
Well, I think, yeah, I'll be definitely a bit disappointed, but I think either having a win or loads of podium for me is quite nice in the first year. But in the same time, I definitely want to win this year, having we have the speed to be there. And yeah.
So the ultimate career goal is Formula One. You've spoken about that already. How much confidence do you get with the tie-in from Renault?
Yeah, I mean, I've been with in Enstone quite a lot, especially this after the winter break, starting from January. So it's been there, doing a lot of training things there. And we are preparing. We went to Doha for the training camp with all the academy drivers. And in the same time, I've been doing a lot of Renault sim work. And they seems to be quite happy with how everything went to work in the simulator. And it was already quite nice to be just driving the F1 car in the sim, helping an F1 driver to development. It's something already quite cool for me. If like 2-3 years ago, I wouldn't think about that. So, and we've been doing a lot of work on track and off track, and there's chances for me to be actually driving a Formula One car as well. So that's something great or nice to know as well.
Well, not only were you driving a Formula One car, but you were back to your home city driving that Formula One car at the Chinese Grand Prix in Shanghai. That must have been a phenomenal experience for you.
Yeah, that was just something. I mean, I didn't notice that since, I think Bahrain was the confirmation that I'll be the demo. And that was already something amazing. And after this, actually, in China, I found before China, like 1 week before the Grand Prix, I found out that I would be doing the Sunday's demonstration as well.
And were you nervous? Were you excited?
Actually,
what was the reaction?
Before the demo, like that night, I was thinking I might can't sleep. And I wake up, I was actually so nervous.
Yeah.
Because we saw the street is pretty tight, and there's not like the whole street is quite tight than what I expected. Because obviously in China, you can't get a big two big roads because of how many cars there, but yeah, everything was just so nervous before stepping into the car, and after the first run, everything just, it was actually really cool. So I just started to enjoy it for the next three runs I did, and once that finished, it was a bit more like a deep breath, and seeing everything was done, no arrows, you know, first time there, you don't want making any silly things.
No, exactly.
Because we saw some, well, I knew some people, a lot of people did. So
yeah. I mean, you just don't want to stall it in front of that grandstand, do you?
Stall or make a mistake. Yeah. You'd be having a bit of sight print off. So yeah, it was been great. And the next day on Sunday, it was actually more relaxed because you're driving a race circuit where I belong to since so many years. And it's more just enjoy. It was actually my first time driving in Shanghai International Circuit. So yeah, and the first time it was in an F1 car. So that's pretty special.
Well, hopefully in a few years time you'll be back there on the grid slightly later on the Sunday taking part in the race. Guan Yu Zhou, thank you very much for your time indeed.
Thank you very much.
That's a tough gig, isn't it, Alex, coming from China to England to the European racing circuit. He seems to have dealt with it really well, and he has such a laid-back approach to everything. That whole interview, he just seemed very at ease with you.
He seems to be a driver who's just really, really enjoying being in this paddock. Some come into the championship and you can see the pressure on their shoulders. He just seems to be reveling in it. He seems to be enjoying racing this fantastic car, being under the spotlight of a Formula One weekend as well. As you say, completely at ease, and you would not know that he was having to switch locations as dramatically as he just told us.
Well, I wanted to know even more about Guan Yu, so I asked his manager, Mark Salmon, and his friend and rival, I guess, Callum Eilert, to tell me more about him.
We first met probably back in karting. He probably did his first European races, 2012, 2013. We were definitely racing against each other in 2014. Then for the first time we were teammates in Prema Formula 3 team back in 2017. And that's probably when we got to know each other quite well.
What were your first impressions of him?
Chilled, nice guy, quite quick. A good guy, nice guy.
Of course, you're now racing against each other in F2. Is he friend? Is he rival? Do you chat off track still?
Joe's always a friend, even if he crashed into me.
Hey, that's really nice. That's awesome. And the same the other way around.
I wouldn't like it, but who knows? Maybe.
And if you crashed into him, would he still be a friend?
I'd hope so.
What sort of character do you think he is? What's sort of the character traits?
So the official line is laid back, awesome guy, lives in London, artistic. Yeah, that's probably all I can get out of him.
It sounds like a great friendship you've got.
Yeah.
And
he likes football as well. FIFA.
Do you support? Oh, okay. Do you support
the
same
team? No. Don't even ask me about football. That's not my specialty.
Your specialty is Joe.
Not that either. This is going really well.
My name's Mark Salmon, the manager of Guan Yu Zhou, Chinese Joe.
Chinese Joe. So what is Chinese Joe like?
He's a quite laid-back kind of guy. Loves his fashion. Nice, really friendly, from lovely family background. Just very polite, genuine young child, young guy.
And how did your relationship with him come about, with the management?
He moved to England at a young age of 11 years old, and I was working for a kart team when he arrived, started working alongside him then, and then been with him ever since, like 7 years now, 8 years.
As a manager, sometimes you have to make some tough decisions on behalf of the person you're managing. Do you ever come up with some problems with Joe, or is it quite easy going?
There can be some problems, but then that's my job then, try and get around them problems. It doesn't make it easy for me, I put it that way.
What's your little carrot if you've got to make him do something he doesn't like to do?
A carrot for him. I don't know. Not really got a carrot. Maybe just get a bit stern with him, a bit strong. Get him worried and then he'll perform for me.
And what's the plan for him? He's had an amazing trajectory so far.
Yeah, he started off this year really well. We've got to see how this year goes. Maybe another year of F2. Well, probably another year of F2, and then hopefully it can arrive in Formula One at some point.
And you'll still be with him?
I'd like to think so, yes.
He won't chuck you to the side?
Maybe he will, for someone bigger and better.
For what you've said on the podcast.
Yeah.
Mark, thanks so much.
No worries, thank you very much.
Well, how about that from Callum Ilott? Guan Yu could crash into him, and he would still be mates with him. I'm not entirely sure that's true.
I know, what an incredible statement. I don't think you could get that from a lot of my friends if I wrote off their cars. Lovely to hear from some of the people closest to Guan Yu. I held on to Guan Yu a little longer after your interview and I put some quickfire quiz questions to him. Here are his answers. If you weren't a driver, what would you be?
Actor.
What's your favourite movie?
Yeah, it's called Jumanji. It's the one Ray Johnson, The Rock and Kevin Hart was doing, because these two are my favourite actor from outside China. So,
what's your favourite hobby?
I think badminton.
Who's the funniest person in the F2 paddock?
Callum Ilott.
Who's your closest friend in the F2 paddock?
Probably him, my teammate.
Who's your biggest rival in F2?
I think teammate as well is the 3-4 experienced drivers that are building up quite good this season so far.
Which country do you like visiting the most?
Shanghai. Yeah, I love to just go back there for holiday. I don't go spend too much time there.
So what about holidays? What's your favourite holiday destination?
I would go to, probably going to Los Angeles or something like this.
And if you could invite 3 people to a dinner party, who would they be?
I'd probably get Sean, because Sean Gillow, my girlfriend was in Callum, and probably Marcus Armstrong, because we've been spending so many times since young, and yeah, great friends with them all.
Who doesn't love a bit of Jumanji?
I bet you didn't think you'd be saying that when we started the podcast today. Alex, that's it for now. A massive thank you to Guan Yu, Joe and the Uni Virtuosi team. We wish Guan Yu the best of luck for the rest of the season.
Next time on F2, the road to F1, we'll speak with ART driver Nick De Vries. Until then, you can stay up to date with the latest news from the Formula 2 paddock via the website as well as Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. But for now, from Rosanna Tennant.
Adios.
And me, Alex Shakes, it's goodbye.